And our last story this hour on the top five. The UN's food agency says over 10 million people are going hungry in Yemen. And the organization plans to boost aid to the impoverished country. The World Food Programme says it wants to ensure food stability for 6 million people in the next 2 years, compared to less than a million last year. The WFP spokeswoman said the country has one of the world's highest levels of malnutrition among children, with nearly half of all children under the age of 5 showing signs of stunted growth. Yemen is one of the world's poorest countries and has experienced political instability since President Ali Abdullah Saleh was ousted in February 2012 after a year of demonstrations against his 33-year rule. Well, let's talk to Press TV's Yusuf Mori, our correspondent in Sana'a, for more on this. Yusuf, first of all, tell us more about the terrible situation and conditions that people, especially children, are facing.
Well, you know, poverty, hunger and unemployment are actually three of the main reasons why the Yemeni revolution launched back in 2011. Back then, the Yemeni people, the Yemeni youth, they hoped to politically revive their harsh living conditions by toppling the regime of Ali Abdullah Saleh and electing a new Yemeni government, which will mainly focus on the humanitarian situation here in the country and ultimately giving the Yemeni people a chance to pursue a decent way of living. However, 3 years later, after the Yemeni revolution launched, poverty, hunger, and unemployment are at an all-time high. And in fact, it's quite astonishing to see so many Yemeni families and so many children in the streets of the Yemeni capital begging for food and begging for money simply because the Yemeni government has failed to provide any job opportunities to these families. It has also failed to provide job opportunities to college graduates who sell merchandises on the streets because there are no jobs available. To make things worse, the Yemeni government has not taken any measures to resuscitate the economy or provide any aid assistance to the 12.5 million Yemeni families who are affected by the deterioration of the Yemeni economy. And this is why the World Food Program is stepping in with a contribution or a donation of $13 million, which they hope to target with it 5 million Yemeni families throughout these next 2 years. However, there are many people will argue that this is simply not the solution. And this humanitarian aid by world powers is simply just putting the Band-Aid on an open cut.
Of course, very briefly, what can we expect from the government and the UN Food Agency now, 3 years after that revolution?
Well, the Food Agency, as its spokesperson mentioned, it will continue to provide relief programs to the Yemeni families, and it will try to provide or resuscitate the economy. However, the Yemeni government is currently on the verge of collapse. This government is not going to last much longer. Parliament speakers, they're meeting at the Yemeni parliament on a daily basis, and they're calling for the resignation of this Yemeni government. The Yemeni government is unqualified to even take these donations from the World Food Program to distribute it properly to the families who are affected. Yemeni people, they simply don't even trust the Yemeni government to take these global donations and inject them in improving the Yemeni economy. The Yemeni people argue that the current Yemeni government is full of corrupted leaders who only care about preserving Western interests. So we are currently witnessing what could be perhaps the fall of the Yemeni government, which will actually increase the prices of basic food supplies. And this is why the situation here in Yemen it continues to deteriorate, especially with the month of Ramadan closing in, the prices of fuel, of cooking gas. The Yemeni people are even left in utter darkness simply because the Yemeni government has also failed to protect public installations from terrorists who continue to attack them.
All right. Press TV's Yusuf Mori, correspondent reporting from Sana'a. Thanks to Yusuf.